Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, on a new segment of Bringing Sexy Back. But before I get into the show, I have a few announcements I'd like to make. June the 15th in Washington, D.C., Southeast Washington, D.C., there's going to be a book festival. It's presented by Lamont Carey and Marion Berry, a council member. That's June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast, and a landmark is the one and only world-famous giant chair right there on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. That's Saturday, June the 15th. There's going to be a slew of authors there, vendors, spoken word, different things going to be going on that day. So if you are in the D.C. area or wherever you're at, if you feel like coming down, come on down. I'll be there signing some of my books as well. And just to let you guys know, if you don't have any cash, I do take credit cards, Visa, Master Discovery, and American Express. But cash always works the best. Then, let's see, what else is going on? I can't really think of anything else. That's a good thing that's going to be happening next month. June the 15th, mark your calendars, don't forget. And if you should forget, go to my Facebook page, and there's a poster on there. That's June the 15th at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C., landmark, the world's biggest chair. You can't miss it, not unless you're blind. But come out June the 15th. You know, I'll be there along with a lot of other authors and vendors and different things going to be going on that particular day. And that's presented by Lamont Carey, who is local here. He's a critically acclaimed author as well as a spoken word artist, actor, producer, director, a slew of things. He's into the community, working with the youth, mentor, spoken word artist, speaker. He wears a lot of hats, so come out and support not only Lamont, but the other authors that'll be there and everybody else who's going to be at that big event June the 15th. Okay, I'm going to get on with the show. Tonight's topic is revealing your ex-sexual partners to your new love okay? I'm going to bring on my co-hosts, and we're going to get this show started. Good evening, Rhea. Good evening, Danny. How you girls doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good evening. I'm good.
Are you ready for this evening's topic?
Definitely. Always ready.
Okay. Now, I just brought this topic up because I'm just seeing so many different things on television because I'm a television fanatic. But, you know, and then I think when it comes down to revealing your sexual partners, there's a two-edged sword there because when guys have a lot of sexual partners, they are considered to be studs. They put a notch in their belt, a hole in their headboards and all those kind of things. But if a woman has a lot of sexual partners, she's either a hoe, slut, this and that. So I just want to know, what do you think of that? You know, is it necessary, first of all, that a woman or a man should reveal that to their next new lovers?
As far as me go, Danny, I've done it. Far as an argument, I might have done it to get back at him, to make him improve more. Sometimes it helps, but, I mean, reality, no, it's never good to, you know, bring your ex. I mean, your ex is supposed to be your past. So, I mean, it's not good. But some guys even ask, like, you know, some guys ask even during sex, like, am I better than your ex? Sure. Okay, yeah, you know. But I've done it to be mean and start an argument if he wasn't doing good. Sometimes it works, and again, sometimes it don't. But I don't think you should, though.
Right, but I'm not speaking of just your ex. I'm speaking of your ex-sexual partners, S. You know, is it good to tell your new fling how many sexual partners you've had or how many sexual partners you've been with? Does that make a difference?
I wouldn't. I don't. I mean, unless that was something that we talked about, but I've never discussed how many sexual partners I have had, unless it's like maybe like my recent boyfriend, I might have told him, you know, I was with somebody or I had somebody that was consistent, I would tell them that. that, you know, yes, I have been fucking before you, but I'm not going to sit down and discuss all of it, and I don't think so. To me, I don't think so.
Do you think it matters, though, you know, whether you tell this person or not?
No, because I don't think that it is. If I'm clean and I'm safe, I don't think, unless there's something like I contracted something and I had an issue maybe, but no, I don't think so. That's just my opinion.
Rhea, what's your opinion on it?
Okay, well, as far as me sharing mine, I have no problem sharing that. However, the person that I'm seeing currently actually knows my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And so us talking, it was on a different level because we all grew up in the same neighborhood. But in general, my experience is limited because I had only been with one person.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be bad or good, whatever you're dealing with or whatever, because it gives people a certain opinion of you, mainly why, whatever. But anyway, mm-hmm. I don't think that is necessary. I personally would be more concerned with why he asking, because first of all, too many people, and it's almost like a common knowledge, a common thing, they lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if they feel their number is actually too high, they're going to decrease it. And this and the other, and you're absolutely right. The male is considered, it's a pat on the back for the male, and it's a slap in the face for the female. Well, I was talking to someone a couple of months ago, and I gave this analogy. You have a 40-year-old woman who has had 20 partners in her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You got something bad to say about her. But this woman has had 20 partners, but has only had sex 20 times. She had sex twice a year with somebody different, but you consider
mm-hmm.
her a hoe. Whereas mm-hmm. he's been sticking his every which way and loose, but he, you know, it's cool. I told him, I said, y'all need to stop that. Y'all need to quit that. Now, I'm going to tell you my thinking on that. I tell any female, as long as you're careful, as long as you say, do what the hell you want to do. It ain't nobody's business but yours.
Right.
Strongly feel that way. It's like, do what you want to do. Some women do not want to have a boyfriend. Some women do not want to have a one steady. Some women want to have one of every flavor, size, type, and whatever else. Go for it. As long as you're safe and as long as you're, you know, careful, go for it.
Right. Right. Well, I definitely agree with that because, you know, men, they get off with everything, you know, and the women, she has to suffer with being labeled as a whore, a slut, this and that. And it, like you had mentioned, she, you know, been with 20 guys, but it doesn't mean that she was, you know, maybe just once with each guy or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
if a man can be labeled a stud or the man and get a pat on the back, why can't a woman? You know, and it's basically all experience. And then, like you said, as long as you're careful and you're not spreading any type of STDs and things like that, I really don't think it's necessary for you to even have to have that conversation with your new lover. Look, baby, I've been with 50 men before you. I mean, what purpose does that serve? I mean, why, you know, I can't even understand why that should be an issue.
Well, I think, well, this is just my opinion. If you're starting a relationship with this person, part of your dating and courting, you know, because people think nowadays dating means fucking. No.
Yeah.
Dating, that's not what the word dating means, you know. But part of your dating and courting, and then the other, you all go to the clinic and get tested. Get tested together. And then you see it for yourself or whatever the case may be. Maybe your partner hasn't been tested in a while. Let that be all part of that process, and what you all starting is starting anew. Your past is just that. It's your past. But it needs to be left there. It don't need to be brought up when it's convenient or this, that, and the other. But it don't need to be left there. Because 9 times out of 10, you best to believe one or the other going to throw something in the other one's face if that ever comes up in conversation when it comes time to do an argument, especially if she has been a very sexually active woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the same thing, and I know it's a different topic, but just like with cheating. Men have the audacity to think that their ass can cheat 40 going north, but as soon as their woman do it, it's a problem.
Yes.
It's like, the world doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the truth. And because, you know, they say it's a man's world, quote unquote, but, you know, man makes the rules and we're supposed to live by the rules, but it's so unfair, you know, that we have to go through what we go through. And, you know, a man, he can sleep with this person, lay with this person and this and that, and be the dog that they claim to be, get up the next day, put on a suit. He's considered a man. But let a woman do that and get up and get dressed up, she's still a whore, you know. And I really don't think that that's right in itself, because what's good for the goose is also good for the gander.
Well, we're living in a new time anyway. And personally, as far as I'm concerned, it's about damn time. Whereas most women, you can do it, I can do it too. I can do what I want to do. They don't hold the problem that I see sometimes, and it's a lot of the time, is that the women. I'm not going to say that they're not doing what they want to do, but they're doing what they're doing because of what he's doing, as opposed to I'm just doing what I want to do. I know a young lady right now who did not lose her virginity until she was 2 days before she turned 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's... okay, within that first year, she slept with like 3 different guys.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have a boyfriend and don't want one. And she, when we were talking, she just asked me, she said, is that, I said, are you being safe? She said, yes. I said, doubly safe, because I know she don't want no children right now neither. She said, yes.
Right.
I said, because she's on birth control pill and she always used condoms.
Mm-hmm.
And she even used dental jam. He won't use it, but she uses it. You know, and,
right.
And I said, okay. And I said, no, that's not bad. I said, as long as that's your business, that's you. That don't go before nobody else. She said, but some people my age only have one. Baby, those days are over with. Those days are over with. It, all those rules, quote unquote, unwritten rules, were written by men most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the way that they wanted to hold things. Just like the woman was staying at home while the man was out gallivanting around. Yeah, all right. Maybe that's why our kids are in the state that they is in now, because 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody at home.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to just leave her there. She's not going to allow it nowadays. And in a certain way, more power to her.
That's true. That is true. But, you know, and like you also had mentioned, you know, asking that question can open a whole nother can of worms. Because a person, they can lie about it. You know, they can say, because a person may have in their mind, okay, I'm just going to tell this person I only was with 5 people. And that person may be thinking, if this person was with more than 5 people, it's a done deal. I'm not even going to be with them. So, you know, you have to sometimes just leave the past in the past. Like they say, let sleeping dogs lie. Because for real, I don't think that people really honestly and truthfully want to know that, because I can't really understand the purpose of wanting to know that, as long as the person is safe, you know, and he's not out here spreading STDs everywhere and, you know, HIV and all that crazy stuff. And, of course, you're not even going to be with a person who is doing that in the first place, so you don't even really have to ask that question of a person like that, you know, because once you find out they have an STD or they've been prone to have constant STDs or you heard this person, oh, that's all they do is get STDs, you wouldn't even want to be with that person, period. So you won't even put yourself in that position to have to ask them, well, how many partners you had? Because it seems like every other week you got an STD. What's that all about? You know? So,
but see, the number of partners sometimes is not indicative of them getting that. They can,
right,
they
that's
can be
true.
With one person and get, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I said I would be more concerned with why the hell you want to know that. Why are you asking me that question? You know, what is the real question behind that that you really want to know? Because that particular question does not make sense. However, you trying to dig for some other information, or is there a particular person you want to ask me about? You know, or something like that. It doesn't make any sense. Not many women are going to walk up and ask a guy how many women he done been with.
That's true. That is true, because that's just like if you're looking for something, you might get served, you know. So I think, you know, when you get into a relationship with somebody else, that does not necessarily have to come up at all, because if a guy's asked you that, like you said, it could be he's searching for something else instead of being open and forward and upfront with you, asking you, well, did you sleep with Joe Blow? Because I know Joe Blow, you know, something like that, opposed to, well, how many partners you sleeping with? How many partners have you slept with, you know? It's just something that I can't I don't understand.
Now, how I have a question for y'all, ladies. How about if you're not in a relationship but you're dealing with one person? Is it something that you ask or something that you discuss if you're not in a relationship? Like, I may tell this person, you're not the only person I'm sleeping with. You know, it may not be a relationship. Me and him may not be in a relationship. Do you say something then? Do you think it's fair to say something then to let them know that you're not the only one? Or do you still keep it to yourself for how many? I mean, and I'm not talking about, like, how many past. I'm just talking about if I'm currently sleeping with more than one person and he just happened to be another person. Do is it, should I tell or do you not tell?
I think you tell that he's not the only one. But right. He don't have to know how many. He don't have to know when, where,
right.
Where. I mean, none of that other stuff he needs to know. But I think when you are not exclusively dealing with someone, that
right,
they have,
right.
They, you need to know that they're you all are sleeping with other people.
Right.
I agree with that as well.
I think that's the only time it becomes a part when you tell the other person, your significant other that you're sleeping with, it, when it's not monogamous, when it's, you know, multiple people, I guess. But I understand. I agree.
Right. I agree as well. I definitely agree with that, because something could, you know, jump off behind that if you're, you know, because if you're sleeping with this person may be thinking that even though you're not in a relationship with this person, but they may think that you're exclusively just sleeping with them. Lo and behold, he walking down the street and see you with somebody else. You know, what's up? You sleeping with this person too? You know, so you get that out there first off the bat. Well, you know, you're not the only person that I'm sleeping with. You know, we're not in a relationship, but I do have someone else I sleep with maybe on Saturday night or whatever, you know, however you want to present that to that person. I mean, for real, you know, because that's just how it happens. You know, you may see somebody exclusively, like you may have a sugar daddy that you may spend time with once a week. You see what I'm saying? Then you have this other guy you're spending time with. So naturally you're going to tell him, well, I have a sugar daddy that I see at once a week, you know, and let that be that. Because, you know, this person may think, you know, you're sleeping with them exclusively, and see you with that sugar daddy might upset a few things, you know, because sometimes even if you're not in a relationship, sometimes those emotions will get fired up.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Especially if you're all seeing each other regularly. Some people don't really. Part of the problem is that some people don't talk, quote unquote, relationship talk. Just because you all start seeing each other regularly, it's assumed that you all doing this, that, and the other. Assumptions don't mean a damn thing. No, you talk. You ask that question. Okay, so what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? That has to be stated by both parties so that there's an understanding. And that women tend to do that more than men do. Just because you're seeing him regularly, all of a sudden that's your man. He never told you he was your man.
That's true.
You know, and you know, but yeah, sometimes people just don't talk about that, and they need to. And you're absolutely correct in regard to the fact that you're not the only one that I'm seeing, because you don't. Well, I don't like confrontation. Period. Mm-hmm. Joe wouldn't want nobody walking up on the street to me saying nothing. Because the first thing he can put to that is was or former. Because if that ever was to happen, we, you know, that's it. But,
yep.
No. Mm-mm.
Yep. Well, we have a call on the line. I'll bring this caller in. Caller 704-890. You have a question or comment? Good evening.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, look. Oh, this funny. I love the show. Been gone away for a minute. But look, ladies, let me put it to you from a man's perspective.
Who is this, first of all?
Oh, this is Tony. I got my profile up. But
Listen,
you know, goodness well, if I meet you at a restaurant, we meeting, and the first thing you want to know, if I'm sleeping with somebody, who, you already going to get the, because really that's nobody's business. I mean, right off the top, unless it's medical reasons, if you think a nigga's gay, or you might ask questions like, you don't sleep around with dudes, or, you know what I'm saying? That's okay if you're saying, because the world's crazy now. You can say, look, no disrespect, but I'm only heterosexual, so I just want to get this out. You ain't sleeping with dudes, are you? Or I'm asking you, you know what I'm saying? You ain't sleeping with no chicks, are you? Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like a safe topic, because the world's crazy like that now. But when you start asking me, well, how many partners I have? Suppose I told you, yeah, I got 50. You know what you're going to be like? Can I get that check? Let me get a check, please. Because you ain't going to be in the hell of that. It's the same way if you told me I sleep at 30. I'm be like, okay, you ain't really? All right, well, look, what time is it? Let's go ahead and get to the game corner. I got to go. Because that's automatic disqualification, especially if I'm looking at you with some substance. If I think you got some substance, then you tell me that. And the thing about double stand is quite nasty. To me, women are nurtured. Women are mothers. Women are hunted. They aren't the hunter. So it's very rare that women even try to sleep with a lot of men. They just don't. That's just not their nature. So when a guy does it, since they are the hunters, then that's more, quote unquote, society acceptable. Only because women get hit on all the time. I mean, y'all have a lot of pressure. So it's quite nasty. Men gonna have more women to sleep with than girls, because by nature, women really, they just look. Women, honestly, true women, like, look, give me this one dude, bro. We're going to work this thing out. You won't find too many, you know what I'm saying, women who really want something, like worrying about how many niggas I'm going to sleep with. Because you just don't. Now, if I call you, we meet and say, look, I'm just going to make this a booty roll for the night. Yo, that's cool. You ain't got to tell me nothing. I ain't going to, especially the booty call, I don't need to ask you nothing. I'm just trying to get mine tonight. I don't want to know if you with Mike. I don't want to know. Now, if we get serious, I could be like, look, this thing is getting serious. So I'm saying what? I mean, we trying to, you know what I'm saying? If we both agree, then you need to cut all that off. I don't even know who it is. You need to cut it off. I'm saying, but to tell a dude, especially from D.C., me, nigga, oh, I'm sleeping with other folks. I'm saying, oh, for real? Yeah, okay. I'm saying,
Tony,
you already, yeah.
What is your age range? If you don't want to
I'm
give 40. Your age, give me a.
No,
say
I'm
it
48.
Again.
I'm 48.
Okay, sweetie, let me tell you why I asked that. Some of the things you said, that's gone. That's history. You have a whole lot of women out here whose numbers are just as important as men.
Yeah, but if you do that, but know what I'm saying, though, but even though that is true, but what I'm saying in society, and what I'm saying is when you say the double standard, the point I'm saying is no matter how you feel about that, society, it's just, okay, put it like this here. If I leave my kids, I'm a deadbeat dad. If a woman leaves her kids, they don't consider a deadbeat mom. Well, you know, she has circumstances, you know, for all of you. You know, you get the, you see the difference? So it's double standards on everything. A man can leave, I don't care how good he been, let him leave them all. I could raise my kid for 13 years of silence. Oh, that nigga ain't nothing. If a woman, you see, I have a standing goal, even though I could be all right, it's just a part of life. And you know good as well, it doesn't matter if women sleep with the same amount of men or not. You're going to always have that stipulation because in life, there's a percentage where most, whether it's caught up or not, whether you might be sleeping with more. Because I'm saying you're carrying more disease, you're going to get more diseases. So, and you get stuff more. That's why I think women do it less because of the disease factor that you can carry for things you don't even know. So in that regard, you're just going to get labeled, whether I'm only just saying this society-wise, you're going to get labeled that. And honestly, women, if you like a dude, I'm just being honest, you meet a young man, a man, whatever he is, and telling this man, I'm saying that, hey, maybe I'm out of date, but if you tell the brother, yeah, I had about 38 partners, I don't care who you are. It's not going to matter anymore. You have already lost, even if me and you got the same amount. It don't matter. It ain't going to matter to them. It's just not going to matter because they're going to look at you like, say you was feeling me. Say you really liking me. And you ain't even talking about nothing. You said, well, no, Tom, I just want to share something with you. I'm like, ah, yeah, because, you know, yeah, I'm feeling you too. I just want you not, you know, I only slept with about 44 men. That's about it. Okay. Now, what you say? 44. Right, okay. I'm saying, so then you're doing the math. You say, well, you ain't got no 44 booty calls, so I'm figuring, you know, what they banging, you know, these guys is, I mean, hell no. And you could be a decent woman. So I was you, I would tell me now, okay, if you slept with 100, I'm liking the dude. Hey, I might tell a nigga, yeah, I slept with about 2 people, because they really know my business, even if I knew what difference it make. It ain't my business anyway. So I might say, yes, number 3. You should lie to me because, first of all, I shouldn't be asking you because it's none of my business because if you do tell me that, it's going to change the complexity of the relationship because I might go back and tell my boy, hey, yo, man, I met this chick. Yeah, she got a good job, work. And you'd be like, yeah, how she look? Oh, sweet. And you know what, though? She told me she had 44 men. She done, you know what the fellas are? You know, it'll be a unanimous decision. Yo, B, you got that. That's what they're going to say right off the top. Right off, because I don't think I would lie. If I was a girl musician and you did sleep with a lot of men, and I had something dumb to ask you like that, I'd tell a nigga right and say, yeah, I had maybe about 3 men in my lifetime. Oh, because even if that's not true, good. Because it ain't going to do me no good anyway. Because what's up?
Let me ask you something, Tony. Since you mentioned that, you know, you go back and tell your boys, yeah, she looked good, she this, she that, but she slept with 44 men. Now, like you also mentioned, it really doesn't make that no difference. So why would you go back and even tell these guys
I'm saying it doesn't make a difference. I mean, for you to lie to me is what I'm saying. So if you did have 44, it won't make a difference in terms of me not knowing anyway. But if you do tell me that, what I'm saying is I would rather you lie to me and say 3. You just lie.
So you don't want the truth.
What I'm trying to say is why would I need the truth? Why would I need the truth? I mean, it's almost like me sleeping with your sister, your girlfriend. You want to know all the details. All right, okay, babe, I put it in the mouth. Then I did this. And you know, why do I need to tell you what it did? Why do you need to hear the details for? Well, tell me what you did. How did you like it? I mean, you want me to really take you there? So what I'm saying is I can't change the fact that you slept with 44 men, so why would you tell me? Because you do tell me 2 or 3, you may, I'm like, oh, yeah, y'all feel you. I might say, I understand, because you know the world, you're safe, you don't want to be out there. But I'm saying, you going to really risk that and just tell a brother off the cuff? Hey, I've been about 44. I'm saying, yo, you know, that's like roulette. You know, because if a dude accepts it, trust me, I'm just saying right now, if I go, okay, yeah, I'm with that. I'm just telling you right now, my brother tell you I'm with that. He's looking at you different. I'm pretty much going to keep this as, you know, a little booty call because, you know, I don't think she's going to be serious with me. And she already done 44 dudes and plastered already, so I'm 45. So she ain't going to be, so I'm not even going to treat her serious because she probably got me as a number. I'm just saying. I would, if I liked you and I've slept with 100 women, you better bet. I might say, yeah, you know, I had, you know, I'm a little older, so you had about, you know, 2 serious relationships, probably about 8 women, 7 or 8. Because I'm saying to myself, why would I risk losing this bad honey I tell her, yeah, well, you know, baby, honestly, yeah, I slept about 100 women. Man, mm-hmm. before I get the check, all I hear is the car driving off.
That's crazy.
Before the women.
Tony, at any point in your relationship, would you ever ask a girl that? Would you ever want to know? Would you
Man,
ever, like,
nah,
personally
you take, I'll
relationship,
take certain
would
thing,
you rather
take,
skip that and whatever her past was her past? Or are you just like that?
I don't care if she's a prostitute. I don't need to know. I mean, I'm saying, unless it's medical. Now, you can if y'all just kicking it for a while and you thinking about, you know, you like, look, I'm being honest with you. I ain't really into that, you know, sleep with no dating girls or sleep with girls, guys. I'm just telling you, I don't be doing, because, you know, it's crazy like that now. So, I'm just saying, I don't. So, on that topic, yeah, that, you know, yeah, you can generalize that. But, you know, to be digging all in my, you know, because see, now my mind's turned, dang, 40 niggas and knock it off, man, I bet she, boy, she, what was they doing to her? God, dang, she, you know, see, my mind already running. You know, was it 2-on-1, 3 of them at the same time?
Right.
You know, I'm thinking crazy
well,
now. Every night, all night.
Go on. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Okay, Kim Kardashian, she's a celebrity, this, that, and all this and that. Now, we all know how many, well, now we don't know the exact amount of men that she's been with, but she's been with a slew of people's friends and brothers and this and that. So what is the attraction with that?
You know how to, please, you know how to, man. That's white folks, man. Ain't a man, please. Really? Really?
She man, even, you know, did a sex tape, and this is out there as well. So I'm just saying, opposed to a woman.
I mean, you got dummy with her, Dodo Bird, you know,
yeah.
He's selling out, whatever his name is, Flippy Boy.
Kanye
I don't know, you
West.
Know what I'm saying? Right. I'm like, nigga, you a joke, man. I'm saying, look, first of all, she fights. Ain't nobody, listen, it can't be that ass, nigga. This ain't that big, number one. There's been plenty of sisters with asses. Start with Selma all the way up. So don't front. Okay? You know what I'm saying? It's the skin color that got you all blind. I'm like, nigga, you tripping for real? Man, nah, trust me. Kim Gasson gets no love in the real world. Now, in Hollywood, you know, the white boys, they love her. You know, because she, you know how they do. And they love everybody. But, nah, she ain't get no love in her. Not from the real cast, no. Dude, that, you know,
she's pregnant.
Yeah, how about that? I'm saying all
you know
these
that.
Out here, and you get her. Really?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
the fact of the matter is she's been around the block, and this is known. Everybody knows this, opposed to, like, a woman who may have slept with, you know, a multitude of men, and nobody knew it but her and the men that she slept with. But everybody knows the basically some of the guys that Kim Kardashian slept with, because some of them are still haven't come out the closet yet. I mean, not out the closet, but a lot of them we don't know about. But the ones that we do know about, you know, and they're friends with each other. And Ray J, he's kind of upset because he talking about he hit it first. He may have made the first video, but I don't think he hit it first. You know, but
look what she got. Look what she out of all the bubble. Look what she ended up with. She ended up with no real. Nah, ain't no real nigga.
Right,
with
and he's crazy. Kanye West is just as crazy as two left shoes. And
nobody,
I certainly hope their baby tripping. Don't
ain't
come
nobody,
out crazy.
Ain't nobody. Oh, please, her man. Look, she's opportunist. That's all she do. And sooner or later it's gonna come out, and that's gonna be busted up anyway. But right now in Hollywood, because you know what he thought? He thought since your man Jay Z was down, he's thinking, let me try to get the hottest next thing that Castle supposedly tripping on. I'm saying Kanye, man, really, man, really? I mean, come on, Dodo. You know, but hey, that's all she, you know, she's an opportunity taking advantage of the moment, because that keeps her in the limelight when she with a dude like that, because he's always in the news. So
yeah.
She stayed relevant. Long as she with dummy, she going to be relevant. They're going to be cameras around her, paparazzi at all times, because he goofy. So, you know, so she get taken easy too. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know I'm always been in the news. I'm always going to watch my wares because I'm with Goofy over here. And they follow him, so there you go. You know? I'm like, man.
So y'all really do believe that she slept with more people than what we know, you think?
Yeah, I do. It's just that it hasn't been made public. I really do.
Just the whole fact that I seen the tape, and it was whack anyway. You know what I'm just saying?
I saw it too.
I'm just like, Kim, really? Come on, man, really? Matter of fact, don't even shut like, just get out of the way.
Danny, really? We only I'm know like, about the ones that she has some type of relationship with.
Right.
Those
we don't know about
we know about
boss and the one night stands.
We don't
and
know
all
about the
that.
Ones that she tried to work on that she didn't get to.
That's right.
But I would think they'd speak up by now.
Huh?
I would think they would speak up by now because that's like a, you know, people quick to, they like to tell it all, want to tell it. So I really think that people would speak up. I don't know. Maybe I'm just.
They may have been
know.
Paid
I,
off. You never know.
You're right.
Have
you're right.
Call
then again, and now it ain't nothing to brag on.
Yeah.
Because you're
yeah.
in a group where people think oh, you're a dumbass.
Yeah. Yes,
you know,
right.
Totally
I don't even want to come forward with that mess.
I mean, who really cares if they came out anyway? I mean, really.
Right.
You know, I would. I mean, who cares? You know, just go get in a hole somewhere.
Right. We have another call awesome. On the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. What is 334-648? Hello.
It's Granny.
It's hey, Granny.
Hi,
oh, Lord.
It's Mom, dude.
Oh, Lord. Here come Granny.
You would.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, right?
But I agree. I agree with that caller. He made me proud as hell tonight. I'm over here by high. Caller, I don't know your name, but you
That's
made me
Tony.
So proud. He did. He made me so proud. Because any other nigga would have been sitting up here like Kim Kardashian. She pretty as hell. I fuck her. I try to wife her up. They kill me with that shit. She'll suck like 10 dicks riding this bitch, but you still find this bitch attractive enough to want to wife her up. My brother, they got to do better. They do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So
yes,
do y'all think that Kanye is acting out because of his mother? Because it seemed like after that, like, went more crazy.
Yeah, because right after that, he was a little crazy before then, but he really went berserk after his mom died. But
I think he needs professional help. I think something's
yes.
not at the depth of his mother.
Yes. Yes.
And believe it or not, I think the reason his mother died was even worse, if you understand what I'm saying. Because basically she died because she was trying to get some titty. And
right, and she didn't disclose her medical history.
Exactly, exactly. That's stuff young people do, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's unfortunate to say it this way, but it was a senseless death. You know, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So that
right.
makes it even worse. But I think that man had a nervous breakdown after his mother died, and he ain't been right since. He
right.
probably
he got more than that.
Everything else.
He got more than
but
that
I'm
issue.
I'm just trying to figure out why. I'm just trying to figure out why Kim Kardashian, out of all these chicks out here, like, oh, I mean, Kanye
yeah.
can have anybody. Do with her. I just wonder, like, wow, why did you pick her?
To try to prove a point.
Knew so many times, why would you want her? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy. And then you pregnant her, like, wow, really?
Yeah,
typical dumbass black dude. That's what he is. And that ain't the only problem he having real. Talk about his mama. Now that nigga fighting, trying to stay in the closet. You see that nigga where he was dressed like Sophia from the Golden Girls?
Yeah, they're talking about that too. Mm. They sure are.
I believe
yeah,
he gay.
Y'all need to see his new cover of his CD. His new CD cover is him on a cross acting like he's Jesus. I know he lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, he's in the cross like Jesus, nailed to the cross. Like, are you kidding me, Kanye? Yeah, you don't
he's
lost
crazy.
Your mind. I'm looking cranny. I think she put a root on him.
That's
yeah.
what I just said. She gonna put a root on that nigga. she learned how to do that from Rich, because hey, he's from the know you. St. Louis.
I don't know where he's
well.
From, but.
Mm-hmm. She learned.
Yeah, that's sad.
He's from Chicago.
Chicago?
Kanye is from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm talking about Reggie. Where
oh,
he from?
Okay.
We try to track down how she learned how to put these roots on
oh,
Kanye.
Okay.
Oh, Ray J.
Yeah. Because his mom was one of the administrators, a high-up administrator at Chicago State University. He's from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray J from New Jersey.
Ray J need to go sit his immature young ass down somewhere. He's stupid.
Yeah.
I hit it first. What the? And?
And then why is he, you know what, he should have just moved. If he wanted to be famous, he should have came out when Kim cashed out on that DVD or that tape or whatever, he should have cashed out with her.
But
I guess
wait a minute now, Mom Duke. He Ray J, he was famous here. He was way out there. He was on what's his sister Brandy? She had a show, Moesha. He was on there. Ray J already had a name for himself. If it had not been
well,
for
his
him,
name gone now.
That bitch would need to be in fucking position. And then how many shows he had over there on VH1? Shit. Ray J getting that money.
Yeah, he know what he's doing. But he said his reason for the song was because his new album is starting from the past to the beginning. So that's why. I'm like, Ray J, kill yourself. Like, kill yourself. Like, this girl done got married on you. She done went back to Reggie. She done got married on you. She done left her with the Kanye, got pregnant. Come on, we still talking about You Hit It First? We all know You Hit It First, damn it. Like, it's a sex tape out. Like,
and he really did.
He may have. I don't think he hit it first. He may have been the first one to make a tape that came out first. No telling how many other tapes. There may be other tapes out there.
Yeah. Now, I know that we all talked about if it was a medical reason that we would tell our person that we're sleeping with, you know, if a medical reason. But what is the medical reason? Is it, I understand age, but if we're talking about an STD that you got rid of, would you still want to know that?
Well, if a person is an habitual STD giver, you know, a person who habitually has STDs, they really need to let somebody know, or they need to start wrapping it up or whatever. But, you know, you do have people out there that every other week they're at the clinic, you know, because they don't want to wear a condom, they're irritating, they're this, they're that, and they talk to these girls and they're saying, well, I'm clean, I'm this and that. And next thing you know, that next week he up in the clinic because then hit Murray over here, gave her something, you know. So if the word gets around that Jerry has STDs every other week, and he knocking on my door, I'm just gonna let him know right point blank, go next door, darling, because ain't nothing happening here. I already got your story, you know. So it won't be no thing where I have to say to him how many sexual partners you've been with when he done been with everybody in the neighborhood and people cross the track. People down the street and everywhere else. So you don't put yourself in that predicament from the jump street, especially if you know this person's history. If you already know their history, then you don't have to ask them, well, how many sexual partners you've been with? And then maybe he could have just been with one partner and just so happened got with you, you know, so then you're going to have something on your mind. Well, how many people you've been with? I've been with one person. Now, that can happen. But if you know this person, somebody telling you, well, girl, he'd be in the clinic every week. Every week, and
I don't want to cut you off, but how many is too many for a woman?
You know what? I am so glad you asked that. Now, that would have to come from a man's perspective, you know, because that would have to come from a man's perspective because, number one, I don't know what the number is. It's how many is too many, because a man can say five can be too many, or a man can say two could be too many, or three, or however many that he puts in his mind when he meets you. And,
well, I
and y'all want to have
this.
That. Huh?
I said, I guess I'm out of loop. 2, 3, 5, I've been out of there.
But, you know, some
what?
Men, that's.
Men sit up
that's
and talk about women who have multiple fathers for their children. And, they do it all the time. So this woman has three children, and each of them are by different men. She's automatically labeled a hoe. She's automatically labeled something.
Mm-hmm.
When that woman could have only slept with those three men, and she's 45 years old.
Exactly.
It don't make a difference. So when you say how many is too many, anybody other than them half the time, it's too many. So who knows? It depends on who you're talking to and what the purpose is. Because half the time, that don't make no damn sense. How many you been with? People try to say he's a man whore. A whore is a whore. It ain't got to be no male, female, or whatever. A whore is a whore, and I don't care what.
Preach it real.
Now, that's the truth, because it's just a two-headed sword, because this man, he make the rules, he make the laws, he's the man. So, if he sleeps with a thousand, like who was it that slept with 3,000 women? They was just talking about it today.
About Will Chamberlain.
No, Will Chamberlain's supposed to sleep with 20,000 women.
Oh, my God.
He's supposed to sleep with 20,000.
I know that man.
But today they
were
talking about a guy on television who allegedly slept with 3,000 women. I can't remember who it was. But, you know, they were just saying he slept with 3,000 women. You know, nothing else went behind that. But if that was a woman, yeah, she slept with 3,000 men. She's a hoe. She's a slut. This and that. You know, it can't work like that. You know, because I believe in what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If a man slept with 3,000 women, he's a whore, he's a slut too. You know, because that's only fair. You know, just because you're a man, you can do things and get away with it. Because, you know, just like Anthony has said, women are supposed to be nurturers, this, that. A man is too. If you're a family man, you're supposed to be doing the same things that a family man is supposed to be doing, bringing your kids up, loving them, nurturing them, and doing the right things. And you're out here screwing this one, that one, and the other one, you're a whore too. So don't think.
And one thing that he said that I disagreed on, but I wasn't going to say anything because I had already interrupted him twice. He said if a man walk away from his family, he's a deadbeat dad. If that woman walk away from her family, she's the scum of the damn earth. She is lower than lowest can come.
Yeah.
Women get, when it comes to that, women get it much worse than men do. It's almost expected for a damn man. People say, ain't no father in the house, and, you know, it's like that's the everyday norm. But you let that woman walk away from those kids, oh, she's the scum of the earth.
Yep. See, that's how it is.
But you know what? It's a lot of women that's doing that shit nowadays that these fathers raise these kids. And they should, because
they
at the end of the day, we didn't fucking lay down and have these kids by our damn self. That's just like me. I let my daughter start staying with her daddy when she was probably about 8 or 9 years old. And that's because it wasn't so much that, oh, I'm just letting her go over there. I was going through some shit in my life. So guess what? Since I'm going through some shit, until I get my stuff together, here, come get your daughter. That's how that go. Because y'all know, dudes don't keep their damn kids. These kids stay in the household with these women 365 damn days. I should have said 225, like, what's the girl's name?
Portia.
265, excuse me. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Shit, we have them 24/7. And all the time when them niggas come get them is on the weekend or every other weekend or once a damn month or maybe twice or three times a year. Come on, for real.
And half the time, they end up dropping those children. And why am I saying it? Because I'm going through that with my son right now. Your weekend with your girls or your weekend with your baby, you need to not go out that weekend. You need to spend that time with your baby. Can you watch her tonight? No. She needs to be with her daddy. Now I'll watch her next weekend. But see, he ain't concerned with next weekend because that's mama's weekend. But no, you're not going to pick your child and drop your child at her grandmama's house. You're just not going to do it. You're going to spend time with her.
Oh, you see what black man put it? Oh, I got to get on my butt. Black man said in the chat was talking about women are driving being away.
Black man, call in, please.
Black man,
we would love to talk to you because I just want to know how women driving men away. You know, the men are just leaving because that's what they want to do. And then maybe it's because some men, they can't really put up with a strong black woman. How about that?
You for the cuckoo?
You know,
go ahead.
So black man, call in, darling. Say we're also driving men away from the house. But there's a good number, I agree. I don't know what that was all about. But call in, black man, and voice your opinion, darling. Because we would really love to hear that, you know, women driving men away. I can't, you know.
You ain't got to drive them away.
Yeah, they drive the women away.
They don't really need a reason.
Yeah, how about
but
that?
But they do look for a reason sometimes.
they driving me away. I, matter of fact, I been drove away a long time ago. I just ain't went to the other side. I'm sick of these niggas. I'm a be old as hell with me a cane, still by myself smoking. Fuck them. I can't deal with them. Lying ass niggas. Ugh. All of them. Corporate, the thugs, the bride couples, every last one of them ain't hitting on a damn thing. That's how I said it. I'm angry. I don't care. That might be what it is.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to read something that Deborah Cooper, she's a relation expert, has up on her page. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yo, see, man, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. My name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
Here without this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing? How you doing? My name is Charlie.
Leslie Wilson.
I was wondering.
Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just a one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here without this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your head.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Delicious Talk. That's Charlie Wilson, last name Wilson. And as I mentioned before we went to the break, I'm going to read something from Deborah Cooper's blog. She has a blog on survivingdating.com. Make sure you check out her page. It's very informative and some controversial. Okay, this is part four. Are black women stupid? Stupid black women, vaginal mileage, and wife worthlessness. In part four of the series, which asks, are black women stupid? We'll take a look at the prevalent belief in the black community that black women's value as a potential wife is measured by what has gone on between her legs. In case you missed part three, you can read it here.
Not only do black men believe they have the right to judge and rank women's value as a date or mate based on their sexual history, thousands of black women accept and endorse abusive language from men in relation to their sexuality and bodies. They are stupid women. Here are two examples which I recently saw posted on Facebook. You should know that the total amount of people that liked the page the post appeared on totaled more than 35,000 black men and women. Statement number one. It's hilarious that women who have nothing to bring to the table in a relationship other than sex and warming up food seem to have the most mouth about what they deserve. LOL. The price of your vagina went down a long time ago and continues to decrease with every man that we have the chance of running into that's been inside you. If you truly want to be valuable, help a man reach his dreams. If you do that without having a lot of mouth, you have the potential to be irreplaceable to him. Other than that, you're just another name on the list of girls that have been knocked off by guys you don't even truly love. I'm not downing you. I'm just trying to show you how to become priceless to a good man. And good man is in quotations. How does that sound? That sounds a little, like mentioned, abusive. You know, the only thing that we're good for is to bring to the table is, other than sex, is warming up food. I mean, besides other than sex and warming up food. It seems that they have too much mouth, and the price of the vagina has gone down a long time ago and continues to increase with every man that we have the chance of running into that's been inside you. Hear what he said, every man that they ran into that's been inside you, because that could be a friend, a brother, or whatever. But this statement sounds like somebody who, a man who, and then he tops it off with, I'm not downing you. I'm just trying to show you how to become priceless to a good man.
What's the definition of a good man?
Yeah, because this doesn't sound like a good man, because the first thing that comes out of his mouth is hilarious that women have nothing to bring to the table in a relationship other than sex and warming up food. What kind of women have he been running into? That right there says something about his character right there. You know, so that, you know, whoever you were who wrote this statement, check yourself out first.
Exactly. What do you bring to that relationship?
Right.
Because nine times out of ten, those two people end up feeding off each other. And so it's like negativity, the negativity come and they get topped and topped and topped and topped until they bottom out. But usually those two people end up feeding off each other. And so if you're not giving, but see, let me be quiet, because people got this damn notion that makes my blood boil. You know, the reason that men cheat on their women because women don't know how to be, don't know how to cater to their men. They don't know how to do this. What the hell are you doing?
Yep.
Shut up, Rhea. Because that really that gets next to my damn skin. It's almost like everything that happens is almost like the woman is the one who's always blamed.
Mhm.
And I just don't get that. I mean, but I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish reading.
Okay. The second statement is really a doozy. Hey, single mamas, reality check. Your pussy belongs to you, idiots. So what goes on in that fucker and what comes out that stinky fucker is totally under your control. So if some dumbass is allowed to get in your pussy, that's your fault that a dumbass was allowed into your pussy. If some dumbass sperm is allowed to penetrate your eggs, that's your fault that some dumbass sperm was allowed to penetrate your eggs. If some dumbass baby comes out of your stank region, that's your fault that some dumbass baby came out of your stank region. Unless your dumbass was raped,
You are in total control of your body, vagina. It's time you numbnuts take responsibility for your shit and stop blaming some man because your pussy jumped on some man's dick. And surprise, surprise, you got that dick's baby, dumbasses. Woo-wee.
He mad at his baby mama. That sounds like a personal problem. Like, he is mad at his baby mama because call him dumbass.
This is really
personal.
Yes, he is real. Yes, that's anger at directed at somebody who did something to him.
I think that he's a foreign man. He's a heartbroken man. And
yes.
And what's crazy if they believe that?
Wow, that is just terrible. You know, and he's he's screaming on here too because it's all in caps. But you know, if you have an issue with one woman, don't put it out there that every woman, this is every woman's responsibility. Every woman's stupid, this and that. If you had if someone broke your heart, you know, I can understand having a broken heart because I had my heart broke before. But trust and believe, it was only broke one time. Because that's all it takes, is that one time your heart is broken, and that's it. But, you know, sometimes you have to get on with your life and do things, pull yourself together by your, put on your, girls have to put on your big drawers and pull your panties up and put your hair back and move forward. You know, because you will get over it, even though when you're going through a broken heart, that's the worst pain. I'm telling you, that's the worst pain that a human can endure is a broken heart. So this guy's heart was torn to pieces, and he just vented, you know. But, you know, it's just ways that you people deal with different things on a different level. When my heart was broke, I just, I can't even explain what I was going through. I don't even know. That part of my life is just so blank at this particular time now in my life because it was just so painful. But I didn't lash out and, you know, go crazy like this. But his heart was just broken. And, you know, I'm sorry for you, brother man, but get over it. You know, find somebody else to.
Boy boxes and move on.
Yeah. And, you know, I know it's hard sometimes to get over it, but once you get over it and get on with your life, you know, you look back at it and you can sort of, like, prepare yourself or you can, you know, build that little wall around you so you won't go through that again, you know. But, yeah, broken heart, ooh, Lord, the pain. I don't even want to think about it, but, bro, man, this wasn't right. This was not right, and I hope that you get over it. I really do. But if he don't, that's on him. But those are the two statements that someone had put on Facebook. And it said the second page is operated by a black male that apparently hates women. I mean, with a passion that borders on the obsessed. The verbal and emotional abuse he spews is the most toxic, hateful trash I've seen posted online in years. Yet more than 20,000 stupid black women liked his page. And, you know, women, we sometimes put ourselves in those positions where, you know, you be abused and you really don't even know it. Because this is something that I would, if I went on this, for instance, this number two statement, a guy had a page on Facebook like that, no way in the world I would like it. I'm not going to go through and read about women, a person putting women down, you know, call them all kind of dumbasses and sluts and whores and all that kind of stuff. Oh, I like this. Let me put my like up here. I like this. You know, because he's calling me out as well.
But that's just it. A lot of women, when things are said in generality, they think they could just take themselves out of it. You know, the bond of being a female, you know, or this, that, and the other, half the time that don't exist nowadays.
Wow, that's sad.
It's really sad. Have you all heard or been on any programs with Diary of a Mad Black Man?
That was, wasn't that a movie or something?
Diary of a Mad Black Woman is the movie.
Oh, I thought it was a Mad Black Man.
Are you aware of the other? Okay. He has a huge number of following. There's a guy who did his portion to Diary of a Mad Black Man.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a play, right?
Well,
I know him real.
Okay.
Matter of fact, he's been on my show. I
bad,
hate to test him out.
Huh?
I said, I had to cuss him out. I did a show, invited him to come on so we could get it on, honey, because he went on his Facebook.
Oh, I cussed him out on WBON because it got real ugly because he attacked me because he didn't like the questions I was putting at him. You know,
wow.
First of all, that all of these men, everything, all they talk about is they bash the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't talk about no other woman, no other race, but the black woman, number one. Okay, and then they exclaim, that's why they went here, or that's why they're here, or that's why they only date this, or that's why they do this, or that's why they do this. Okay, fine.
Typical.
That just kills me. It's like you bashing. Why? Because she wouldn't kneel down to you? Because she would. And then when they get, you think of what I was just talking about when I said, what is the word I'm looking for? Being submissive to your men. It's like, you. What do you all think? This is not 1950 no damn more. We don't sit back and listen to what you say and just march like soldiers because we need your income to take care of this family. Hell, we're out there making our own damn income.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't get it. But if you all ever hear that group, or you ever hear them on the radio or when their conferences come to your city, if you hear any parts of it, you think you'll walk out of there and you're a black woman.
Wow.
Well, you know, black men don't have the same respect for black women nowadays like they used to back in the day, because every black man, it is just like you said, every black man damn near want to sit up and try to say, oh, she angry, or oh, she this or she that. Like I asked this dude the other day, he talking about, you know, love don't see no color and all this other stuff. I'm like, well, y'all know how I feel about that. But needless to say, he was like, I said, you talking like, you know, like you ain't never encountered, you know what I'm saying, a angry black woman or somebody that just really wasn't angry but just wanted to try to voice her opinion. I said, you act like you don't even come from a black woman. And then he talked about, so, well, my mother wasn't like that, and she's not angry, so... I can't identify with that. Nigga, please. If she raised your ass and she was a single black woman, she had some anger fucking issues. Every black woman does that goes through the single parent thing.
Well, you know, some people just in denial.
I don't like no time. If you forget where the hell you come from, I can't deal with you. And if you can't respect the grind and the stuff that black women have been through, because we've been out here doing way more than they ever had. And to me, I don't understand it. I don't get how you can just try to blame a black woman for every fucking thing. Y'all need to blame yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I remember us being in the goddamn cotton fields together. No one was above nobody.
mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Yeah, I was out there roasting with you. Well, I was, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, that is a true statement, because, you know, one thing about the black woman, she has always, always stood by her man. I don't care what was going on, what was going down. We was always there for our man. We the ride or die chick. You know, we there for our man. But for the black man to put the black woman down in any circumstances, as far as asking her about her sexual partners, asking her about this, asking her about that, you know, just degrading us, for what? So you can be with a white woman? No, if that's what you want to do, do it. I don't have a problem. You date who you want to date, but don't put me down. Don't say that I have a big mouth and I talk too much, I'm too loud, I'm too this, and I had too many sexual partners, I did this, blah, 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 blah. No, don't do that.
Let me tell you, I can't throw this in there real quick, Marduk. I see the video, you know, like where they be doing like that Lamar shit or whatever. Anyway, this white dude and his white woman, his white, I guess she was his wife or whoever, they was having a baby. So they was doing like the whole tub thing where you sit in the little pool or whatever with the water, and he was just there comforting her, rubbing her belly, talking to her, coaching her, you know, like they learn you in Lamar's or whatever. I said, oh, look at that. That is so sweet. I said, how the white man just always did a, well, not always, but how he's catering to his woman or whatever. So I'm like, some of y'all black dudes need to take note. Oh, what I say that for? Then you need to get an attitude problem. Well, you need to go to a white man then, bitch. You ain't got bad. I got cussed out that day. I was like, whoo. I made some people angry. Dang, but you don't see them doing that. How many black dudes you can count or just say that you know personally that does stuff like that? You see how these niggas be all over the damn internet just degrade black women? You don't see white dudes on no damn social media site going out talking about white bitches ain't shit. Fuck these hoes. I don't want these maggot ass bitches. They ain't good for shit. Dang, what site you done seen a white dude go off on a white woman? Multiple men. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, please,
it's
see,
just
white
the
dudes
black
men. See white dudes and these other races of dudes looking at these black men like they stupid as hell. They is. They talking about y'all ass all day. And I'm going to be talking with them. Yes, I am. That's what I do. Talk about it, Stanley. He sure did hear her ass did it, Stanley. He had no business doing that. Anyway, I'm just saying, that's all I wanted to put in that mom do.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that, darling. But, you know, not to get off the topic at hand. Ladies, let me ask you a personal question. If a guy had asked you how many sexual partners did you have, would you tell him the truth or would you throw something out there? Or would you not tell him at all?
I'm not telling him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't lie because I don't practice lying. I saved my life a big thing. So I wouldn't lie. But I'm not telling him. I'm looking at him like he's crazy. I'm like, and you want to ask that question, why?
I would really.
Am I a virgin? No, I'm not a virgin. I have 4 adult children. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. No.
I'm
Danny.
Yeah, Phil.
I know that's right. Danny?
I think because of my profession, I would tell. I would tell because of my profession. I would tell. But, I mean, I would lie, though. I would lie and tell at the same time.
You can't do both, girl.
Okay, Danny, can I ask you a question?
Lie.
Well, I'm just saying.
Danny,
like,
can I ask you a question?
Sure,
you got
honey.
To choose one.
Oh, can I give you a suggestion?
Yes, baby.
Just tell your profession, and then you ain't got to lie.
Exactly.
Okay. There you go. I figured that would
That leaves it open. Right. That is true.
I mean, come on. I mean, just tell your profession. This is what I do. End the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to ask
Thank
me?
Thank you. I'm going to use that now.
Answer the next question. This is what I do.
Yeah, because they just leave it open like that, and, you know. Because just because you do what you do doesn't necessarily mean you sleep with, I mean, you would be with a multitude of guys because you could be with the same person. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, just let them know
but
what your profession is.
They're going to go that other route, and they're going to assume that you have all these partners. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Without knowing me and getting to know me, you make that assumption, go right ahead. Because you set the foundation for what we get. Evidently, he's not mature enough or whatever because, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier about relationships. You got to clarify. You got to ask certain things. Did I ask the guy I'm dealing with, have you ever slept with a man? You ever thought about sleeping with a man? You're damn right I did.
Did you ask him that?
I sure in the hell did.
Well, you know, like someone had mentioned, that's vital in this day and age because you don't know when a man is on the down low. You don't know where this man is coming from. You don't know. And some of these men, they are hard and you know, having the beards and all this kind of stuff, but they are on the down low, ladies. Ask your if you have any type of suspicion, you know, because if a guy shaves his eyebrows, ask him, you been with a man before? Or if he, you know, shaves the hair off his chest and stuff like that, because I love a man with hair on his chest. And if you're shaving the hair off your chest, why? You know, and if they wear makeup and stuff like that, you know, I think you do have that right to ask them, you know, are you sleeping with a man or have you ever slept with a man? Because I definitely would. If I see a guy that's so cute, a man that is so beautiful, that he just too beautiful to believe that he is a man, like this guy, Melvin Lindsay, he was a DJ here in D.C. He was gorgeous. I mean, this man was gorgeous, and he even said himself, he died from AIDS, but he said he thought because he was such a nice-looking man that he could be with anybody he wanted, and that included men as well as women, and he confiscated the virus, and he died from it. So if a man looks so good, sometimes you have to ask him, do you have a boyfriend, honey?
Okay, I have no list. It consists of four things. Call it what you want. Do with it what you please. That is one of the things that's on my no list. I don't want no man who done been with no damn man. I don't want no man who done thought about being with a man. I want you to go ahead and have your freedom and go out there and do whatever the hell you want to. But you can't do it with me.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you my no list. And you know that up front. Because if any of those things come to pass, you ain't got to ask. Are we still dating? Are we still dealing? You already know the damn mind. And see, I'm going to put mine out there. And you're free to put yours out there, too. But yes, I ask. Because that's one of the things that I don't want to get involved with. And it's up to me to determine the quality of my life.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, you have to ask that question nowadays. Because now I've seen a show last night I was watching that. It was called on VH1. It was called I'm Married to A. And last night I was watching it, and it was a white lady. It was a white couple, and she married a gay man, and she knew he was gay, and he still messed with gay men. And she's married to him, and they got kids. But I'm saying, like, nowadays you have to ask that question, and you have to, because there's a lot of people, like you said, it's on the down low, but there's some people that'll tell you the truth. There's some people
that is true. And then when you hear that truth,
making it seem like it's okay. Like, it's crazy. Like, really, society even got crazy now. It just seems like everything is okay. Everything is
okay. Right,
because,
you know, there are some women who really accept the make, because they have the excuse, well, as long as he tells me the truth about his sexuality, then we can be in a relationship. No, boo, if you sleeping with men, you cannot sleep with me. Simple as that. And you're going to tell me that, too? Not. I'm sorry.
But see, this is the thing. They don't consider that. So, okay. They don't consider that. Some of them don't consider that. They consider that just being freaky or doing, you know, having fun. They attach these other damn words that don't. That's still sex.
Right.
Okay, and I don't want to share you with no woman. I'd be damned if I'm going to share you with a man.
You got that right. Yeah.
I mean, oh, Lord, I can't stand his ass. But Elin Harris's character, Basil, he said it better in that book than anybody that I know. And when he said, these are mofos. That's what he called them, because when he was having sex, these are just mofos. We just freaking. What the hell?
Yeah,
really?
We're just freaking.
And it took my son to say. Now, he didn't go into detail, and even though I was curious as hell, I did not ask any further, because when he want to talk, he talk. When he don't want to talk, you can bang his head up against the wall. You ain't getting nothing out of him. And he was saying, yeah, they call that freaking. I said, call what freaking? And he looked at me. And he kind of shut up then. And we were on the subject of, you know, male and male. And I'm like, oh, they call that freaking. Are you serious? And I'm
Wow. Like,
I'm so damn dumb. I'm like, okay, so when they talk about they going out freaking and stuff like that, I'm thinking they going out bar hopping or they going out to find them a one-night stand or this, that, and the other. And he said it just as simple and went right back to what he was doing and didn't have anything else to say. And I said to myself, yes, if you want to know something, you need to ask a direct question. And I asked a direct question from that point on.
So that's, well, yeah, that's they, that you said that it's freaking because when we had this conversation, I think we had this topic before, and I was telling y'all about my girlfriend in Atlanta, about her husband. She called it that the other day, too. That's crazy.
See?
I think that's the word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking freaking is what I do. And that ain't what I do, so I just stopped saying I'm freaking.
Well, see, that's what it is. It's a play on words, how they want to dress it up to have it to be anything other than what it really is. You know, because all this down low, homosexual, gay, this and that, it's only one word for it, it's homosexual. You're homosexual when you're with the same partner. That's what homosexual means, be it if you're with a man being with a man being with a man and a woman is still homosexual, but they just put these labels on it. So because basically these men who are on the down low, quote unquote, they can accept that better than being called gay, faggot, sissy, you know, and all those other things. So, yeah, I'm on the DL, but I ain't gay. I ain't no homosexual, you know, but I mean, what else is it? You know, so that's just a play on words when you talk about freaking.
and I heard it. I heard it. Like I said, we were looking at something on TV. It came up. My son said it. That was, what, 11 years ago? I've heard it one time since then, and it was a man who said it. And I turned around and I looked, and I guess I'm understanding this damn conversation now. And I like took my stuff and told the guy I was talking to, I'll talk to you later, and went on about my business. Because it came. But I'm like, really? No.
Wow, that is really something, you know, but I don't know. It's just a lot of play on words with different things. And if you're not careful, you'll get caught up in them because I understand that gays don't like bisexual people and bisexual people don't like gay people. Then they had this thing, straight, because the guy who wrote the book on the down low, he said on Oprah, this is what he said. He said he goes to straight bars and churches and places like that to meet men. Now, my thing as far as a man who is straight does not mess with men, period. If you're a straight man, you're not going to mess with another man. So I don't even know why they even use that analogy. I pick up straight men in straight bars. He may be in a straight bar, but that does not mean that he's straight. You know, he's just one of those gays that don't want to go in a gay bar. You see what I'm saying? So they need to. Right. It's all a cover up,
But it's sad that it happens because a lot of these straight men are being turned out by these men.
Well,
because
to me, it has some type of curiosity going on there. Because number one, if you are a straight man, nothing another man can do to make you do anything at all. If you're a straight man, now either you had that curiosity going on with you, or you on the down low or something. But a straight man, if a gay man or a homosexual man approached a straight man, he get knocked out. It'll be lights out.
Knocked out at the same time.
Yeah. So all this stuff about him going into straight bars and picking up straight men, no, they're not straight, because a straight man don't deal with other men. And we have come to the end of another delicious show. You ladies agree?
Yes, we have.
I like that statement.
Yeah, I think this was a pretty good show as well. As all our shows are good, you know, but this was a pretty good show. I appreciate you ladies being my co-hosts, and Rhea for hanging in there the longest, and Danny, you hanging in there pretty good too, so I do appreciate both of you.
And I'm going to make this announcement once again for the book festival in Southeast Washington, D.C., June the 15th. That's being sponsored by Lamont Carey and council member Marion Barry. Marion Barry was the mayor for years here, honey. Everybody loved Marion Barry, even though he, you know, he had his little faults and all this and that, but he did not let the things he do infringe on his duties as being the mayor. So I have that to say about
him.
So
he's a councilman now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he run again?
Well, every time he ran, he won. He went. He even went to jail and got out and won. You know, the people loved him because he looked out for people. He looked out for the elderly. He did his job as far as being the mayor of Washington, D.C. You have to give that to Marion Barry. And I give him his props. He was one of the best mayors that we've ever had in the city of Washington, D.C. Yeah, and Lamont Carey is an acclaimed author, poet, spoken word artist, mentor, speaker. He has many hats. So June the 15th, like I said, Southeast D.C., from the big chair that's on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, from 10 to 4 p.m., come out and support the book festival that's going on. It's free. There are going to be vendors there. It's going to be spoken word. A lot of things going to be going on that day. I'll be there, and if you don't have any money, I do accept credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discovery, and money. So mark your calendars. That's June 15th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Southeast Washington, D.C., Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, from the big chair. You cannot miss it. It's the biggest chair in the world. At one point, they had a Santa Claus living there. They put a house, a little house on that, the seat of that chair, and Santa Claus lived in that house for about a week, I think it was. But it's one of the biggest chairs. It used to be a furniture store on one of those corners down there called Curtis Brothers, and they put that chair. That chair has been there forever, you know. Mm. But, yeah. So if you ever in D.C., stop by and see the big chair. That's an attraction as well on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. So with that being said, Friday, you know, I'm doing the house party music because I've downloaded a lot of new music, so I'll be doing a house party Friday at 10:30 p.m. And Friday I'm also going to be on Exotic Expressions at 9 p.m. I'll post that on my Facebook page, and if you'd like, you can listen in on there. I'm a guest on there. That's Friday from 9 to 10, and then house party music on Delicious Talk at 10:30. And see you guys next week. Have a nice weekend. Rhea, I'll see you the first Friday. Yeah, the first Friday I'll be seeing you. And I don't know what next week's topic is going to be. If you ladies have any ideas, give me a call and let me know. If not, I'll put up something and see you guys next week. Everybody, thanks for everybody who stopped in the chat room. People are listening from the iPods, iPads, whatever. And thanks, Tony, for calling in. Miss Kane for dropping by. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's in the ruin of many poor girls and me. Oh God, am one.
If you hadn't listened to what your mama said, you'd be at home today.
But I was young and foolish, oh Lord.
Yeah, yeah, you let a gambler lead you astray.
Tell my baby sister,
baby sister,
don't do as I
a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
It's in the ruins,
ruins
of many poor girls and me. I'm one.
You're one.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.